The Warriors with a blistering start against the Lakers, pinpoint passing, and a record night for assists, joined by an 80-point first half. Stephen Curry with 7 three-pointers and a game-high 31 points to go with 9 assists. Klay Thompson had 4 trays en route to 26 points, while Kevin Durant powers to 28 points and 6 rebounds this evening. And Draymond Green with the usual stout defense plus 11 assists to go with 9 boards and the exclamation point dunk to cap a stellar first half. Along with Ian Clark's 5 trays and 21 points, it's all part of a big night. The Warriors' streak for games with 30 or more assists is now a standalone franchise record high 9, as the 47 total assists is a new franchise record for a single game. 149-106, the Warriors take down the Lakers. Here's KD and Coach Kerr.
We almost had more assists than rebounds. That's sick. But that shows that we're getting more comfortable with each other. 47 assists on 53 makes. You know, that shows everybody's touching the ball. We're moving it. We're trying to find an open shot. Then you gotta make shots at the end of the day. So the ball went in for us tonight. Steph got it going. Klay started. And Ian did a great job off the bench. So, but defensively, holding them to 43% shooting, and they had 106 points, but for the most part, we kind of held them in check a little bit. And we knew they were coming off a back-to-back in a tough, emotional game last night. We just tried to, run them a bit and get out and get some easy points, and we did that.
Was there any buzz on the bench or even knowledge as the assist numbers climb in and you're hitting that many?
Nah, we couldn't really, you don't really know. You don't really know. And, I think more so the points stood out for us. We just looked up and we were at 140, And, that was having that many assists and having so many guys come in and make the right play and contribute and defensively be there for each other. It was a good night. So we got to play these guys again. We know it's not going to be the same game up in L.A., they're going to come out with assists and urgency playing at home. They're even better at home. And, they're going to be well rested, and ready for us. So, we got to enjoy it tonight. Have a good Thanksgiving tomorrow, but know that we got a tough test coming in L.A.
Kevin, when Steve was in here before, he was talking about, you understood what you were wanting to do when you came here in terms of fitting into the way these guys play. Is tonight, when you're playing in a game like this, you guys have 47 assists, you have 150 points. I mean, is this kind of what the dream scenario was when you thought about coming here, that this might be what it would look like at some point?
To be honest, I had no expectations. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know how we were going to – I knew – I had a little, indication on how we were going to play, but for the most part, I didn't know how it was going to work together. But I knew that I know how to play basketball. I know that I'm a great teammate. And, when you have those two traits, it makes it, a smooth transition. So, I just try to compliment the team as much as I can, but still go out there and be me at the end of the day. So, it all works, when we go out there and play for each other and make the right play. And, nobody cares who scores the most points or gets the assists, rebounds, anything. We're just going out there just trying to play a good brand.
Just to follow up, is it look the way you kind of – has it been as good as you could hope for then? Did you have any expectations?
It's been cool so far. We're 13-2. We started off a little slow. We're trying to figure each other out. But we have a long ways to go. We're not where we want to be. And I don't want to sit here and tell you, that I'm satisfied. I always want to strive to get better personally and as a team. We're moving in the right direction. We have to be better. We got, got a tough test in this game, and we got a couple home games coming up here soon that we got to take care of as well. So I'm just trying to, keep plugging away, man. It's never over.
Kevin, do you ever find yourself kind of, I don't know if this is the right word, assist hunting?
Me?
This team? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not in a bad way, trying to get us just to get assists. You're just trying to look for a better shot. I think with this team, you may be open. It may be a guy playing off you a bit, but, you got so many guys moving and you're trying to find a wide open shot. Sometimes we can overpass a bit, but, I think it's, we all have great intentions, looking for an open shot, looking for, defense just to slip for 1 second. You might find a layup or a wide open three. So, it's in a good way. It's not in a a way where you're trying to just, you know, chase assists or, you know, but guys are just making an extra pass, but we also can, you know, overpass a bit.
You came here and you felt like it would be a good fit. As far as your transition to this team so far, is it as expected? Is it easier? Has it been easy? Just kind of the comfort with them and feeling as one.
Yeah, like I said, I think I'm I feel like I can play with anybody. You know, when you you want your teammates to do well, I'm a guy that can kind of get it going pretty quickly, and I don't really need the ball too much for me to be effective. You know, I like catching and shooting. I like coming off of screens. You know, I don't have to have the ball in one-on-one situations all the time. And I know that, you know, they needed a little bit of post-up action, a little bit of ISO action from me, but I also know that I can, you know, I can space the floor and help these guys out. So I knew what I could bring to the table for this team, and I know how they can, you know, I can compliment them, and they also can kind of help me out along the way. So I'm still learning, still trying to figure everybody out, but for the most part, we're moving in the right direction.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been part of a team that had 47 assists in one game. And keeping the turnovers down, to me, has been one of the keys to this recent stretch. Correlates directly with our defense improving. We're not giving up as many runouts and fast break opportunities. And so it's been a good stretch, and this was a great night.
I know there's you're not tallying them up in the first half, but at some point, was there anybody looking down going, hey, we're at 35, 37, and you start to realize what you guys are doing?
You mean with the assists?
Yeah,
every time we got a stat sheet, I was that, because that's for me, I always look at three categories: assists, turnovers for us, and the other team's shooting percentage. Now, those are the things that I look at immediately on the box score. And the first box score I think I saw, it was like 11 assists and no turnovers. And so from that point on, I was noticing every time. And no, it was fantastic. We were just, you know, making the simple play for the most part. The ball's moving. Guys are just playing, and they're very comfortable, obviously, playing together. So that was fun to watch.
Is this team about where you expected it would be after all the changes, now that you've had 15 or so games to get used to each other? Are they where you thought they would be, ahead of, behind?
I don't know. It's a hard question to answer, because you kind of just go into the season. You figure that it's going to take a little while, but how do you pinpoint when it's going to click? And so there's no way of telling. I did think it would happen, relatively smoothly in terms of incorporating Kevin into what we do, because he's such a great playmaker, and he enjoys playing the way we play. You know, it's not like we're trying to, you know, fit the square peg in the round hole. I mean, he came here for a reason. I think he enjoyed watching us play in recent years, and I think he wanted to be a part of it, and he fits right in. You saw multiple plays tonight where he put it on the floor and found other guys, and then vice versa. And that's the beauty of our team, is that we have so many passers. We have so many guys who can really make a play and move the ball, and that's why you see the assist totals, you know, where they are.
Any party you want Ian to take that three at the end to try to get to 150?
I didn't even notice. The only thing that I wanted at the end was I wanted us to play. I never want to take a turnover. I don't understand why some teams, winning or losing, if there's a shot clock differential, will just run the clock out and take a turnover. I don't believe in that. I believe, you know, if there's any shot clock differential, you keep playing. And so I was glad that he attacked, and I think Anderson ended up with a couple free throws.
Is Draymond okay?
Yeah, he's got a corneal abrasion, but, he should be fine.
Coach, these last couple of games, early in the season, I know it's early still, but you talked about putting a complete game together.
Yeah.
These last couple of games, have you seen that?
Yes. Yeah. The last two games, to me, were the first two games that we put four quarters together. We were coming close in recent games before Indiana, but we would stumble and have a poor fourth quarter or whatever. We just couldn't quite finish. And now we've put together two in a row, and it's a good sign. So hopefully we can keep it going.
I know you said, Steve, that you kind of thought it wouldn't take that long for things to come together. But when you see the streak you guys are on with 30 assists a night and kind of nights like this, are you surprised that it's looked like this fast?
I wasn't too worried about our offense. So the assist totals, 47 is a shocking number. But getting 30 every night is not surprising. The way we play, the way our guys move the ball. I was more concerned defensively coming into the season, and we still have improvements to make, but we're getting better there, and that's really our main focus. And as I said in the beginning, I mean, taking care of the ball is the best thing you can do to help your defense. And I don't know what we're averaging turnover-wise over the last, five, six, eight games, but it's improved quite a bit over our first eight games or so. Yeah, I think so. I think it's familiarity and comfort level and the awareness that we don't have to do anything spectacular. Just keep the ball moving, and there's a lot of guys out there who are capable of making a play.
You spoke pregame of all Draymond's contributing to how well the team is playing and playing unselfishly. Do you think his reduction in shooting recently is helping fuel some of these just really unprecedented offensive numbers?
His production shooting the ball?
Shooting the ball less or more selective.
Shooting the ball less? I don't know. I mean, he's had some games where he's knocked down some threes. I want him shooting the three when he's open and he's in rhythm, and he's generally shooting three or four of them a game. If he gets it going, he'll shoot more. If he doesn't have it going, then he'll put the ball on the floor and make a play for somebody. So I think he's found the balance. I think he's really found the right sort of mix of, when he's got it going, go for it. If he's not, there's so many other things he can do offensively, and he finds other ways to contribute.
Did you talk to Luke after the game at all?
Yeah.
And just the tone of what you said?
Well, I think he just said, well, that was a lot of fun, and typical Luke fashion. And I said, I agreed. Yeah, it was fun. So, no, tonight was one of those games where, they were shorthanded. We played really well. They did not play well. They were on a back-to-back. It happens. And typical, NBA, we got them again in two nights, and I'm pretty sure this isn't going to happen again. We're going to have to be ready. They crushed us down there last time, so we're going to have to be prepared.
All right, now the Warriors face the Lakers again, this time Friday night at Staples Center in LA, and then it's back here at Oracle Arena on Saturday night as they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm Lawrence Scott. Happy Thanksgiving.